Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Boo Boy Kennels. Today, I just want to talk about two products by the same maker. The first of which, as most know, the Elgato Turbo Dot 264. Now, I find as far as encoding for the iPod or iPhone and the PSP, this is a fantastic device. As far as the Apple TV, I think it's a bit limited as far as the dimensions that you can specify if you were to choose a higher resolution. And it's mainly due to the chip inside this one. Now, they did come out with a new one this past last week, which is the Turbo Dot 264 HD. Now, this one has an entirely new chip in it. So it does support the 1080p, and also you can connect your ADVC HD cameras directly to this here device. Now, the one of the other main differences is that the Turbo 264 HD actually uses more of your CPU than the regular Turbo 264, and I'll try to demonstrate that with a VOB file that I'll be encoding. So anyways, here we have the regular Turbo 264. And as you can see, it's a small device. I'm going to be using the dongle that comes with it. And I'm not connecting this to the back of my computer. I'm going to connect it to my keyboard. All right, let me just open up the application. Now, each device has its own application. As you can see, one says Turbo 264. The other one says Turbo 264 HD. So we'll go ahead and open up the regular Turbo application because you can only use one device at a time. So now that we have that, I'll go ahead and grab my VOB file. Now, I already have a location where I'm saving this to, but for demonstration purposes, I'm going to use a regular Apple TV format. Now, this is already set for widescreen, but I like to disable the overscan. So, let's go ahead and start that. And this actually won't take very long. It'll get the zooming through certain parts. And depending on which format you're encoding to, you'll get either a higher frame rates or a lower frame rates. So it all depends. I know for as far as this particular device, when I encode to the PSP format, I'm around 126 frames per second. And that's taking a full VOB file from a movie and encoding it for the PSP. So it only takes a few minutes for that particular device. All right, so for right now, I'll go ahead and pause this, let the file finish encoding, and I'll get back to you at that point. Okay, now that this is almost finished encoding, I want you to pay close attention to the CPU usage that the regular Turbo 264 is using. So just keep that in mind for when I show you the Turbo 264 HD version. Alright, now that is just about complete, we can go ahead and open up that particular file. And here we have it here. Let's get some information right quick. For the Apple TV format, it is 103 megabytes for approximately 6 minute video. And it is in H.264, AAC, AC3, and closed caption. So it does keep the AC3 audio. Now, you can actually use the same video for your PS3, but you would have to save it as a pass-through. And that way you could strip out the additional information that cannot be read by the PS3. Alright, let's go ahead and view that right quick. Alright, and that is the first test using the Turbo 264. Now I'm going to go ahead and close out this application. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and use the Turbo 264 HD version. And I'm going to go ahead and plug that up into the dongle. And again, I'm hooking this up to my keyboard, not to the back of my system. Right, and we'll go ahead and launch the Turbo 264 HD application. Now, both these devices work with Final Cut, iMovie, QuickTime, so they all work with that. Now, you notice this application looks a bit different than the other one, and that's because they've added a lot of features as far as for the AVC HD cameras, where you can actually edit the footage and keep what you want and discard what you don't want. But again, we'll do the same thing. I'll use the same VOV file. And as you can see, I can either select it so it keeps it as widescreen. That way it doesn't show the black bars. As you see, it crops it. Or leave it so the black bars are there. And we can also preview it from this window. So here's the preview here. Now, if we wanted to, we could actually edit this, go to a certain spot, hit this key here, and then it would mark it, and then move the sliders over so that this gets grayed out, and that way we're not using that. But I don't want to edit this film. I want to keep it in its full size. So again, I'll use the Apple TV size. And we'll go ahead and start that. Remember I said we're going to look at the CPU usage for both devices. Well, just to be fair, let me keep it on widescreen because the other one was already set to widescreen. So that way we can at least keep it fair. We'll go ahead and start that. It'll do its little reading through the file. And then it'll start to commence. Now, the other file actually encoded quicker than real time, so it did take under 5 minutes, and it was about 38 frames per second. Now this one, as you can see, it's gonna encode in just slightly over a minute, maybe less, but at 111 frames per second. Now look at my CPU usage right quick. It's about 3 times as much as it was before. And that's because with this particular device, it actually uses both the hardware encoder chip and the CPU of your system. So basically, if you have more CPU, you can do a lot more in lesser time, as well as with the hardware encoder to help speed up that process. So it's taking about a quarter of the time using the Turbo 264 HD versus using the Turbo 264. And we'll look at both sizes, well, both videos, and see how both sizes look. Now, this one's already complete, so let me go ahead and close that out. And I'll unplug my turbo. And let's go ahead and go to that video. As you can see, since there's the same name, anytime you have them in the same directory, I have it being saved to my to a particular folder, but it'll actually give a number at the end. So let's go ahead and look at the info for both of these. The regular turbo is 103.4 megabytes. The Turbo HD is 100.2.9 megabytes. So it created a bit smaller file size. And the bit rate, they're pretty close to, bit rate. 2432 versus 2422. So let's go ahead and preview that one that we just did with the Turbo HD. And there you have it. So, as you can see, both of them do a very good job, but the Turbo HD just does it at a much faster pace. And in my situation, about a quarter of the time. Some people have seen it about a third of the time, but it all depends on the footage that you use, the length, what you're encoding it to, and resolutions. Also, as far as testing this particular device, for the Turbo.264HD. I will be using the preset for YouTube's HD, which it supposedly supports, and I'll be uploading it directly from this device after I export it via ScreenFlow. So again, if you're going to use it for your iPod or iPhone, PSP, then this device is actually will do the job perfectly well. And it's the regular Turbo 264. If you're looking for more advanced features, especially with the HD resolutions, the 1080p, 720p, and a lot faster encoding with more options to be able to edit the videos as well within the device, then I suggest you go with the Turbo 264 HD. One thing to keep in mind, the regular Turbo, you know, it's about $100. And the Turbo 264 is $150. So just keep that in mind. Anyways, I hope you liked that quick review of both applications using the same files. And as always, this was Bull Boy Kennels. And thank you for taking the time to watch.